Blog Talk Radio. Unlocking even the most obscure in-game accolades will surely rejoice at this news. I'm surprised that they weren't already doing this. I understood that the achievements were some kind of like EPing, bragging thing that y'all guys had going on. I never really understood the point besides saying, "Ooh, hey, I've got the achievement." I like that they're actually going to give you Microsoft points. This I could get behind. I mean, because totally, my first-person shooters, where I'm killing people, or even my third-person shooters, anyways, where I'm killing people, this is cool. I want the achievements for killing people in the most outrageous fashions. And headshots, that's just always so much fun. You shoot somebody in the head and they just kind of fall like a ragdoll. It's great. It's really a lot of fun. So that is really kind of neat. Microsoft, you got a good idea here. Whether or not, you know, and depending on how you implement it, we'll see. But you've got a good idea. Don't disappoint us. You've given us a lot of disappointments this year so far. A lot of disappointments. And this whole rumor about 720, it's not helped me any. I'm sorry. I still think you're kind of the devil at this point. So you need something. You need something to make me love you again. Because I've kind of lost that love. I've lost the loving feeling. Yes, yes, I have. Yay! Oh my god, I don't think I've gone through this much news this quickly ever. And I've got Corey dinging me, cheering me on. Yay! This is so awesome. I love y'all. I love my Corey. Yes, I do. All right, I'm going to take this one before Corey can come back and take it from me. Halo 4 public debut at RTX. Oh yes, boys and girls, are you ready for the Master Chief? Anyways, if the boys at Penny Arcade can have multiple annual gaming events all over these United States, then so can the cats at Rooster Teeth. Oh my god, I love you, Rooster Teeth, by the way. I worship you. I do. I really do. Thank you for Red versus Blue from the bottom of my little heart. I love that so much. All right, anyway, so the makers of the popular Red versus Blue series have announced a lineup for their upcoming gaming event, RTX. Rooster Teeth Expo, including the worldwide premiere of 343 Industries.
Woo!
Hey, thanks, Miss Corey.
I was on the phone, get this, with someone named Zelda.
Are you kidding me?
I kid you not.
Wow.
Is that kismet or what? The private reasons you all don't need to know about. But her name was Zelda. I told her, I love your name. But now stay away from my man.
Yes, stay away from Link. She will cut you all over the place.
Oh, y'all need to know. Miss Lovely Danger Doll, former GGR alum, stopped by here the other day, and she tried to kiss Link. I told her, I'ma hurt you. She tried to kiss my Link.
She tried to kiss your Link?
She tried to kiss my Link. It was about to be some cutting involved. Tell her, don't touch my man. The only elf I've ever loved.
That would be very, very, very bad.
Say it right, baby. I love you, baby.
Yes, yes. But you know, when I come down there, I'm totally going to steal him. Oh, yes.
Ginger, I'd like to know how you going to steal him with no hands.
I need my hands. You know what? No, actually, you can have most of my fingers. I need my thumbs.
That's pretty much all you need.
My thumbs
and your index finger.
You can have the other three. I don't really need those.
This is true. Well, how you going to hold it? You need the other fingers to hold the controller, Ginger. You need your whole hand.
Oh, no, I only need the palm.
I'll tell you what. I will leave you the, not the middle finger, but the one next to it, your index finger and your thumbs. How about that?
Okay, cool. So that way I can still wear my rings.
There you go. Got to have the rings.
Yes, yes, exactly. I'm a girl. I need to wear my rings. Yes. All right. So where was I?
Rooster Teeth.
All right. So Red versus Blue series have announced the lineup for the upcoming gaming event, RTX Rooster Teeth Expo, including the worldwide premiere of 343's Industries Halo 4. I want to go to this. Hey, Rooster Teeth guys, can you like get me some tickets, an airplane ticket, and a hotel, and yeah, I'll get my own food.
Well, they're up in Austin, or down in Austin, however you want to say it.
I got to find out. Is this going to be in Austin? Because I may have to drive down to Austin for this.
Well, yeah, that's who, and I've known about this for a while. I couldn't say anything. Y'all know I'd be put on lockdown. Of course, it was discussed over drunken sushi, so I definitely couldn't say anything, but.
Stop being on lockdown. Come on, man. It's Halo news. You're not right. See, this is why I've got to move down there.
I couldn't say anything. I knew they were having an event in And I was having dinner with one of the lovely ladies who is helping put on the event, Faith, who on Facebook. Hello, Faith. Well, Faith is not listed because Faith is working. She's putting together this event for you all. And, of course, I was with the former lead engineer, Max Dykoff, that did a Halo. We were having dinner, me, him, Danger, all of us. They were drinking. I wasn't. Y'all know I don't drink. But, look, I'm telling all y'all's business on the air. But, anyway, she did mention an event, and it was not an off-the-record thing, but I considered since we were drinking, maybe I'm going to take it as off-the-record. But, yeah, they've been talking about this event. She's putting it together. She's an awesome chick. She used to be a frag doll, in case you all don't know who she is. Was a former frag. I forget her name. But yeah, they've been planning this for a while, so I'm very excited to finally be able to take my gag out and talk about it because we offered to help. So guess what, Ginger?
Oh, yeah?
Oh, you hit her up. We may be put to work.
Yay! Put me to work.
You know, they always say that until they actually have to work. Yeah, then it becomes, ow, my feet are hurting. And when do I get to play? Everybody else is playing.
I get to play after. I'll take the game with me. What you talking about?
Clearly, she is not well-versed in the fact that you will be tackled to the ground if you try to walk out of any convention center with these developers' games or any other.
They have no idea. I'm too cute. You don't want to tackle me.
Cute is not going to cut it.
The great big hazel green eyes up on them. You don't want to tackle me.
She says a big hazel green. That's not going to work for you this time, darling.
Damn it.
There's a ton of cuteness around there when you go to these events. A ton of us. So you have to contend with other cuteness. Now, you do have fluffy cakes, so that may work in your favor.
Yes. The fluffy cakes. All right. I totally lost my place for this, though. Attendees will be able to play against each other at RTX, and the winners may even get a chance to play against a team of Rooster Teeth employees on the main stage in the exhibit hall. Oh, that's hot. Halo 4 aside, RTX will also feature a number of special guests and exhibitors. The keynote address will be delivered by YouTube sensation Freddie Wong, a.k.a. Freddie W. Oh, my God, I know. if this person is listening, it's okay. Breathe. You can probably come too, maybe. We'll see. Anyways, Freddie W has one of the most popular channels on YouTube with more than 3.2 million YouTube subscribers.
That's right.
Yes, I know somebody who worships the ground you walk on, Freddie. It's a little annoying. All right, so other special guests include Rocco, Derek, Sean, Garrett, and Eric from Mega 64, Hannah Hart from My Drunk Kitchen, Grace Helbig from Daily Grace, Milana and Stevie from Live Prude Girls, Adam Montoya, a.k.a. C Nanners, Stephen Toulouse, a.k.a. Stepto, Ryan Wyatt from, good Lord, all right, got to go slower here, Ryan Wyatt from Fwiz Gaming Live, Jesse Cowell from Just Kid TV, Justin Azaric from I Justine, Kent Nichols from Blip.TV, Jason Saldana, the voice of Tucker on Red vs. Blue. That's awesome.
I need you to calm down. That was a giggle.
Jin Brown, the voice of Agent Carolina on Red vs. Blue. Oh, rawr. John Erler, the voice of Agent North on Red vs. Blue. John Reed, the voice of the director on Red vs. Blue. Samantha Ireland, the voice of Agent CT on Red vs. Blue. Shannon McCormick, the voice of Agent Washington. Oh, hot. But Agent Washington is so badass. And Yomari Cruz, the voice of Sheila the Tank. Oh, my God, Sheila the Tank. Oh, I've missed you, Sheila. Anyways, exhibitors confirmed for the event so far include Button Mash Productions, Edge of Reality, Game Over Video Games, Game Republic, Glenn's Tees, Handelabra, IGDA Austin, Minicore Studios, Modus Digital, Penny Arcade, Robot Entertainment, Sanchi, Saturn Rising Productions, and the fine folks at Twisted Pixel. Weekend passes for the RTX are available for purchase online over at rtx2012.eventbrite.com until Friday, June 22nd for $45 plus tax and fees. Once online ticket sales are closed, weekend passes will be available for purchase at the door for $60. Children ages 6 and under get free admittance with a paying adult.
Oh, yeah, we may definitely have to make a trip down to the Austin.
Yes.
First, I have to make Baby Natrix a T-shirt.
Is that this upcoming weekend?
Is that this weekend?
June 22nd.
Oh, we may not make that, child.
Oh, you know what? I was thinking about coming down this weekend anyways and doing like a, hey, what you doing? But
wait a minute. That's this June 22nd. That's this Friday. I don't know.
I might have to come anyways just because. I'm sorry. It's Red versus Blue. You have no idea. I love Red versus Blue.
Well, if you're coming, then we'll go. But you have to come here, and then we will drive together because it's a road trip.
Road trip, baby!
Road trip!
I'm going to have to reschedule some appointments because...
June 22nd? Yeah, we may have to roll out.
Roll out.
Oh, my God. No, not you, Ginger. Not you.
You know you love it. You know you love it.
Not you, too, Ginger. Anyway, you lovely people out there may or may not know this. You Civ fans, you can get it for free. Civ 5 for free. That's right. For a limited time, you can get the Gods and Kings expansion pack and get Civ 5 for free. Civ 5, of course, offers a limitless variety of vast and realistic diverse landscapes for players to explore, battle over, and claim as their own. And into it. I'm going to skip down to the end of that. Anyway, you need to go over to OnLive. Yeah, I said OnLive. OnLive.com. You know that place Microsoft is trying to buy? And that's how you're going to get it.
Sorry, I'm still here sneezing my head off.
Yeah. Pop over to OnLive and you will get, again, the bundle pack, which is Civ 5 and the Gods and Kings expansion pack. And, of course, if it's a real-time strategy game, so for those of you who are not used to that, this might be a little much for you to dive into for your first time. You might want to back it up. Try Sim Earth from back in the day. I, for one, am already on the page waiting and camped out because I know I can run OnLive on one of these gadgets here. Somebody is running Civ, and I'm going to be playing it, and there you have it. I was hacking last night. It was delicious. Yes. Okay. It'll be telling
was it
you.
Delicious?
It was delicious.
You don't know what I did. I stayed up late. I finally finished the last of the series of...
50 Shades of Grey.
That book? I swear to God, this woman... All right, if you're listening, I can't even think what your name is. I didn't even bother...
Yep, James.
You are the worst writer in the history of erotica books ever. You call this erotica? Really? For one, just no. And for two, what the hell with the ending for book three? Why was the last 50 pages pointless?
You mean what it was saying from his point of view?
Well, no, like, they went into the, like, whole happily ever after. All right, so y'all had babies. That's great. So you had another baby. That's great. You almost died having the first one. You got these weird mixed flashbacks.
Well, all of that should have been mixed into the book somewhere instead of the last 50 pages.
It should have, because really what was the point of, like, the last 50 pages? There was nothing there.
Oh, you didn't get the bonus material when it's from his point of view?
No, I guess not.
Yeah, when she said this was Twilight fan fiction, it really is. She brought a whole lot of elements. I told you what the deal was with this book. E.L. James is a marketing genius. She's not a great writer. She's a marketing genius, and whoever she has around her is a marketing genius, is why this book is doing so well. Because we, as we've all said here, we all love us some romance and erotica books, and we've read better. I've had way better. Anyway.
Yes, way better. I mean, because I finished it, and I finally got to the end of it, and I was like, really?
Yeah.
I wasted all this time. I stayed up this late reading this?
You were hoping something's going to pick up. It's like it was trying to pick up and then
like,
nothing.
Oh, this guy's going to kidnap you and do horrible things. And what's he do? He, like, kicks her and punches her once, and that's it.
And then she went down. What kind of chick goes down that quick?
I know. I was like, come on. Where is the actual, he's got me, and he's going to do bad things.
Wait a minute. He didn't punch her. He slapped her. You can't take a slap.
He slapped her? Oh, my God. Seriously.
Somebody slapped me.
Book in the history
Wait a minute.
Of books.
Look, and to make it worse, it was a slap with a hand. It wasn't with an object. A slap with a hand? You have to hit me with something
I
for
know,
me to go
I
down
know,
like
exactly,
that.
Exactly. And then she was unconscious for 24 hours.
Yes, from a slap.
I was like, really? Really? Did he hit you with a lead pipe? I don't remember a lead pipe here.
I was
this
like,
is the worst book. And you know what? I was upset at first when I heard that libraries were banning this book. So I was thinking, oh, my God, they're banning it just because of the whole, oh, it's BDSM. You know what? No, they're banning it because this
it's
is a bad book.
This teaches bad
this
grammar.
This does not deserve a place inside a library. This deserves a place inside my chimney.
Oh, book reviews from Gamer Girls Radio.
You know what? They get news. People, if you've if you're thinking about buying this, don't do it. All right, just save your money. Go buy you some better books because this is not good at all.
Telling men to read it because it's a good primer. There's other erotica you can read, man, if you're looking for some kind of way to excite your woman, your guy, if you're this.
Exactly. Anne Rice. I'm gonna say it again. Exit Eden. I still worship that book. I love it.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Some good books. So, oh, another one good to read if you guys want to get your woman all up at arms. Ironically, Stephen King, Bag of Bones, ignore the supernatural parts, pay attention to the romantic parts. Perfect right there.
I've not heard that one. I'm trying to think. Oh, my Nook's almost dead. Otherwise, I would totally, there's another one. There's a free one if you've got a Nook. I wish I could tell you what the name was, but it's being a pain in the butt at the moment.
Okay, well, while you do that, I'm going to get back into gaming news. We'll tell you about those books a little bit later. John Carmack. Yeah, he says next-gen hardware. That's exactly what he said. I'm quoting him verbatim. No, I didn't hear what he said.
That's
but anyway,
what he said.
Yeah, he said, he says virtual reality, of course, was once thought of as gimmicky, far-fetched. It is, of course, becoming a reality, and id Software's John Carmack is pushing hard to make VR headsets a part of every gamer's standard equipment. The Doom creator spent most of E3 showing off his own special VR headset in conjunction with Doom 3 BFG, the BFG edition.
Mm-hmm.
For Carmack, prettier graphics are nice, but they won't fundamentally change the gameplay experience. VR, on the other hand, he said, could have a dramatic impact. And as it turns out, a man by the name of Palmer Luckey, who had been working on something similar to what Carmack was tooling around with, which is called the Occultist Rift Head Mounted Display, jumped in and helped him out. He says, I was building these things myself, but then I came across, Carmack is saying this, he came across a guy with a huge personal collection of head mount displays, and he's been working on these in his workshop. He's offering this as a kit for only $500, and he sent it to me. Says, I added my sensors and software and stuff on, and when we decided to reissue Doom 3, the thought was, how do you interest people in an 8-year-old title? So the idea was that we had some serious stuff. Microsoft and Sony are pushing the 3D stuff, but I'm still not a huge backer of that, I have to agree with you. Says, I think I did as good a job as possible. It's kind of neat, but it's a toss-up if you want to play it, especially on a console where you have to deal with frame rate. Lucky is starting a Kickstarter to help fund the first batch of $100 a kit. The hope is to sell these $500 a kit with sensor and a copy of Doom 3. It could be about $600. He says, I may wind up subsidizing a set of this first batch as they are so incredibly cool. I'm hoping that we have these available around August to have a chance to have an impact on how VR is going to go, as this is better than most high-end units. Interestingly, while the demo that was played with the Xbox 360 controller, Microsoft hasn't shown much interest. Well, Sony has, Carmack noted. Not only that, but Carmack told us that he's actually going to be talking with Valve next month. Yes. Blaster just fell out of his chair. Carmack didn't say who this was, but we're probably guessing that he's going to be speaking with Valve's Michael Abrash, who's already spoken publicly of his interest in wearable computing. He says, I got a friend up there, or Carmack is saying this, up there who's working with augmented reality, so there's a lot of overlap. It'll be fun sitting down to talk about that stuff. So yeah, it is one of those things that we feel we're on the cusp of something rolling. This is neat. But I know three ways we can make this better with available things. It just takes more effort and work. Okay. In any case, there's some prototypes floating around the web of the virtual reality glasses. I'm going to say, you guys, no. The way it looks now, anyway. What I'm picturing in my head is sunglasses. It's got a little plug-in so you can plug it in your ear, and maybe the screen is a lot darker, like sunglasses, so you can focus on what's in front of you, right in front of your eyes. Much like you do, you know, with sunglasses, if there's something on it. You think about if you've ever had a spot on your glasses. Ginger, you're muted.
I'm muted.
You tend to focus on that spot, and then, you know, you go back to looking at whatever you were looking at after you cleaned it. So I think that would work a whole lot better. The problem becomes, how do you fit all this information into the glasses themselves, all the computing information? I don't know. Maybe Bluetooth would come in handy, some kind of wireless streaming. Look, I'm trying to solve the problem. Yeah.
Wireless streaming.
Yeah. Now, I've played VR before. Have you ever played with VR before?
I have not.
I got to tell you, it is a very unique experience. I think I played it at a Dave and Buster's. You guys remember back in the day they used to have that game where you had to shoot dragons or something, and you mm-hmm. played with another person, and they got in this whole machine, and you had to, you know, you could see them if you looked over. I spent most of my time just kind of looking around going, this is kind of cool. You know, if the graphics were really realistic, I could get into this. You know, it covered your whole – it had to completely sensory deprivation. Cover your ears, your eyes. You couldn't see, and, you know, the whole surround sound experience. So – who knows, maybe they'll come up with a way to make this work in the near future. What you need is Nintendo in the mix. They'll make it small, and they'll make it work.
Ooh, oh, I like this idea. Yes, yes, yes. Ow. Don't ask. Something felt like something bit me or something. I don't know.
Something did bite me. Joe says Bag of Bones is awesome, by the way. See, I'm telling you.
I'm going to have to play. I've never played.
Not Bag of Bones, the book. See, I jumped back. Oh. You got to keep up. Keep up, teacher.
Oh, yeah. See, I wasn't able to keep up.
Bag of Bones is awesome, and I am not the crying type of chick, but I tell you, I cried because it was so romantical from the guys. It was written from the guy's point of view, and I'm not going to tell you any more than that because I'll ruin
the
book.
You know, I don't think I've read too many books that are ever from the guy's point of view.
Yeah, you got to read this one. Heartbreaking, beautiful, lovely. You will cry.
All right, we'll have to check it out.
You'll cry. You will. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
All right, so
It's your turn, Ginger.
All right, so Rose Online kicks off Summer Festival 2012. Sea of Dawn quickly approaching. Gravity Interactive is heading down to the coast for the annual Summer Festival in Rose Online. Starting now and running until July 17th, players can grab their swim trunks and snorkels for some of the best summer events yet in Rose. Players can hit the waves by surfing to roseonlinegame.com and join their friends at the beach for fun and sun. This year, oh really, people? What is up with these names? Oh, why is it always get the ones with the names? This year, Anzilika and Luna is fed up with her snowy plains and demands to have some summer too. Collect the ingredients of summer and bring them to her bar in the magic city of Yukar. The special ingredients are rare world drops available only in their planets of origin, so expect plenty of heated trading action. Once players have turned in enough of their ingredients, she will reward you with her special luau box containing a special Hawaiian themed item. If you don't get the box you are hoping for, trade with friends and be sure to collect all six items before the summer event ends. Relax with some fun and frantic mini games down on the sand, including clown throwing, all right, chicken races, summer fishing, digging for treasure, scavenger hunts, and more. Earn festival tickets to trade for fantastic prizes such as gorgeous yukatas, bikinis, and other fashionable wear. However, the local beach patrol would like to remind players to please keep the beach clean during the festivals. If too much waste is left on the beach, the mini games will temporarily close until all the trash has been picked up. Awesome. All right, so if you want to check this out, roseonlinegame.com. And by the way, if you happen to play this and you happen to be listening, please send us some photos of this. It sounds kind of cool. So
I don't want photos. There's no naked guys. I'm sorry. Did I say that out loud?
Yeah. You know what? If you want to send naked pictures, blaster at gameandnature.com. Or is it Master Blaster?
Don't freak our blaster out. He will full on panic. He'll be like, what the fuzzy?
It was Corey's idea. I swear it was Corey's idea.
Sure, blame me. Sure. Mm-hmm.
You.
All right. Sairi, apparently, Sairi, we don't even know what to make of you. Sometimes you come off cool, and sometimes you have things like this happen. Sairi, of course, is known to be super, super smart, and she's smart enough to know things she's not supposed to know, and even smarter to hide things she's not supposed to tell. However, the Real China, the China Real report at the Wall Street Journal reports that Tiananmen Square is a black hole in Sairi's knowledge. Sairi, of course, is Apple's personal assistant available on your iPhone 4S if you happen to have one, which helps many of you in many countries get directions, find information, and get things done. You can also do the same thing on your Android phone. It just doesn't talk back to you, by the way. At Apple's recent Worldwide Developers Conference in San Francisco, the expansion of Sairi's language capabilities to Mandarin and Cantonese was one of the big items of news. So users in China will finally be able to play with the AI that has been available to the rest of us for a year. But there are big, old, huge, large gaps in what Sairi knows. According to VentureBeat, most of them, these gaps, are around what China Digital Times calls sensitive questions. Tiananmen Square, where up to 500,000 Chinese protesters demonstrated against China's Communist Party in 1989, and perhaps 1,000 or more died, is definitely one of those black hole spots. As China Real Time says, Sarah responds to questions like, do you know about the Tiananmen incident? With a fairly bizarre response like, I couldn't find any appointments related to, do you know about Tiananmen? Another attempt, what happened on June 4th, 1989? Received an even more odd answer. I'm sorry, the person you're looking for is not in your address book. Maybe let me say it in her voice. I'm sorry, the person you are looking for is not in your address book. Okay, so even the directions to Tiananmen Square are sensitive, because what she says is what the person typed in is, I want to drive to Tiananmen Square. How do I get there? And Sari texted back, sorry, something went wrong. Could you please ask the question again? Now, Apple isn't the only company that's been willing to compromise its principles in order to do business in China. Despite its don't be evil motto, Google played along with China's censorship policies for some time as well.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow, that's not cool.
You know, I firmly believe in that if you don't know your history, you're doomed to repeat it. Sometimes you all don't need to hide stuff like this. People need to know what happened.
Yes, yes, exactly. People need to know. That is such a nightmare. That is such a tragedy.
Yeah, it's scary. And nobody, apparently the young people in China won't know about it. So if it happens again, when they start saying, this is the same thing that happened in 1989. What happened in 1989 is what's going to be the response.
Wow.
Sad.
That is. That's very sad. That's very sad. That's very disappointing. All right. So while we are on the topic of conflicts, Wargaming America brings USS Iowa to life with simulations. Game developer Wargaming America is working hard to bring some game-based virtual simulation to the USS Iowa. The battleship recently took its final voyage to dock at the port of Los Angeles, where it will serve as a museum beginning next month. Wargaming's simulation promises to bring the battleship's history to life by creating a bridge experience and an aerial combat game that will live on the ship and showcase its firepower and aerial defenders in action. In the ship's below-deck digital theater, Wargaming America will offer a virtual video experience from the bridge, recreating the ship's role in supporting the American landings in Okinawa, Japan in 1945. Visitors will also see a simulation of the ship's 16-inch gun turrets rotate and fire at targets. In addition to that, Wargaming is developing a game room on board the ship that will put visitors in the Grumman F-64 Hellcat warplanes to defend the U.S. Iowa from attacks by Japanese Zeros. There will be 15 stations on board. The U.S. Iowa is such an important piece of U.S. naval history, and we are extremely proud to be able to sponsor it, says Jeremy Monroe, General Manager of Wargaming America. One of our core tenets as a battle-focused gaming company is military history and preservation, so it means a lot to us to be able to provide a virtual view of the USS Iowa and its past glory for its many upcoming visitors. On a related note, the ship will serve as the location for a reunion of USS Iowa veterans July 2nd through the 6th. New purchase tickets online, visit PacificBattleship.com and click buy tickets. General admission is $18 for adults, $15 for seniors and retired military personnel with valid ID, $10 for youth ages 16 to 17. Active duty military and reservists should ask about discounted tickets. Admission is free for children under 6 and residents of the state of Iowa with valid state-issued ID. That is kind of cool. I don't remember which of it was. I went down to Galveston, Houston, many, many years ago when I was a young girl, and I remember going on one of these old battleships that was a museum. It was really kind of cool.
Yeah, we all went there. That was a common...
USS Texas, maybe?
Yeah. I don't think it's in Galveston anymore, or I have no idea where it was, because I was not all that impressed. I was like, it's hot, and it's metal. We're in a metal, whatever this
is. Yeah, that was the main thing. I was like, this is hot. This is really hot. Not cool. And then it went from hot to stormy and hot, which was not even cute.
Let me just point out to y'all, that's why the Alamo was fought where it was, because it was cooler.
Mm-hmm.
Not in Houston, not in any of these other, because it was too hot.
Oh, man, if y'all have never had the chance to go to San Antonio and you're ever in the area, please go do the River Walk. Take a complete day. Actually, you know what? Take a whole weekend. Wander through the stores. Go see all the shows. Stay on the River Walk. It's so beautiful. It's so just gorgeous.
Well, it's also cooler.
Yes, it's
next to the water.
Yes, yes. The little mariachi bands on the sidewalks and all the restaurants and the pretty clothes and, oh my God, the shopping.
Yeah. You can't say shopping around me, Ginger. You know that.
Shopping. Have you been there recently? So much shopping.
Why are you trying to do this to me? Why?
I loved it. They even had vendors, like, on the side of the sidewalk.
I know. Stop it, Ginger. You're not helping me. All right. I gotta jump in. I got two here.
Okay.
You people in Japan? Yeah. You guys need to be aware. You could have a new law by next year that will make unauthorized copies, downloads, or related devices a criminal offense with a possible year in prison sentence to go along with it. Wired reports that the new law is currently being debated by the country's upper house. It's already illegal to download copyrighted material in the country, but this move would up the possible punishments to a year in jail sentence or a 2 million yen, that's about $25,000, fine. Allowing illegal downloads to exist as they do now will harm the growth of the internet, argued supporter and lower house member Hakuban Shimomura, while fellow members of Takashi Miyamoto stood alone in the opposing move. I'm so sorry, y'all. I love the Japanese names. Sometimes I usually say them well today. The legal flow of material is a problem. But rather than strengthening the penalties, we should bolster the deletion of illegally uploaded content. The amendments, which were supported by the country's three main political parties, won't just affect pirates, but anyone copying a DVD or Blu-ray to their hard drive. It would also affect any software designed to beat copyright protection and the uploading, downloading, and sale of copied data. Last month, Japanese authorities arrested a man under the Unfair Competition Prevention Act over Majicon adapters for the Nintendo DS console. Really? Those are legal here.
No idea.
Wow. I know we're not the be-all and end-all, but wow. Sorry. Another shorty.
You got another shorty?
Yeah. Apparently, Microsoft, again, has been listening. We like when you listen, Microsoft. A cryptic tweet from the Microsoft or Xbox Live Rewards account got everyone all abuzz over the news. Over a scheme that they're saying will be coming this autumn, which will reward players for achievements. The tweet sent yesterday mentions earning rewards from achievements, but neglects to go into further detail. The rewards program generally provides Microsoft points to users for tasks such as consumer feedback or participation in community events, whilst individual points tends to be fairly small. Substantial amounts can be accrued by you wily players out there if you really put your minds to it, and Microsoft has not said anything else about this. I have always lobbied for this. I thought the achievements, honestly, were stupid. I'm not all for a digital badge. If you're going to send it to me in the mail, like, you know, like little buttons or something, like I'm a gamer scout or something, yeah. But I didn't want them on my Xbox. I don't care. I don't care what achievements you got. I don't want to see what you got. I understand sometimes if they're trying to point out to you mm-hmm. things in the game you might miss. But again, that to me is dumbing the game down yet again. So I have to tell you that if you kill 15 zombies, I'm going to give you an achievement. I like for it to surprise up, be a surprise. You know, oh, you killed 15 zombies. Bam.
Yes. Yes, exactly.
You're on the leaderboard or something. I don't know. I would prefer some Microsoft points. But here's where I say this is probably a lie. They're doing away with Microsoft points, if we all remember correctly. Didn't they say that?
They did say something like that. It was a while back, though. I don't know.
Yes, sir. I don't know what they're doing over there other than giving us that awesome tablet that is just making everybody go nuts.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know about this.
The tablet. I want to touch it. I want to kiss it. I want to lick the tablet.
You want to rub it on places?
Yes.
I wonder if it comes with a vibrator.
Anyway,
what? You know how it goes. You know, all our phones have the whole little vibration if you get a message, whatnot, you know?
You know.
That's cool, too.
Not right.
No, I'm not.
Oh, wait. I got a late break-in.
Oh, you got a late break-in? What'd you go?
It's about that tablet.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Are we finding out? It's a lie.
It's not a lie, but I did find out this juicy little tidbit. It seems Microsoft didn't tell anybody about the Microsoft Surface until they actually told everybody about the Surface, including their hardware partners. The immediate implication of Microsoft's own tablet is that it brings the tech giant into direct competition with the likes of Dell, Acer, Asus, Hewlett-Packard, and others. Additionally, many of these partners only found out about the new tablet days before it was announced, which could drive a wedge between Microsoft and its longtime partners. And you know what? I'm pretty sure Microsoft don't care at this point.
Microsoft is just being a name I cannot say on daytime air.
I can't say they're not being a name. What they did was pull a Nintendo is what they did. You know, Nintendo locks everything down, and then days before they go, bam, look at what we got, bam, bam. And you're like, oh, I didn't know. I wanted it. Okay, I'm pre-ordering. I'm doing it. Whatever you say, Nintendo, you are my God. Anyway, very smart, actually. The earliest Microsoft would have notified anyone outside the company about the Surface tablet would have been last Friday, according to a Reuters report. Microsoft claims to have made a round of phone calls to others with very vague details about the announcement, careful not to reveal the official name of the device or its specs. Both Acer and Asus told Reuters it didn't receive prior word of the Surface, while Dell, HP, and Lenovo denied to comment on the matter.
Wow.
Well, of course, you... our friends over at VentureBeat have commented saying they do understand why Microsoft felt the need to keep this secret all the way up to the end. First of all, it ensures that word of the devices will not leak out to others. For Apple, this has become all but impossible, but Microsoft was easily able to maneuver without showing all of its cards. The Surface's most direct competitor is obviously Apple, as the tablet tries to improve on all of iPad's shortcomings. It has a full keyboard, Apple doesn't, and a trackpad, Apple doesn't, a smart cover. Well, Apple, you have to buy it, a sleek design, and its operating system is fully integrated with Windows 8 desktop PCs, meaning you can pop it in and it works with your PC.
Why don't you just give us a laptop?
It looks like one, but it's a tablet. I can't say anything bad about it. I want to, Ginger. I just can't. I just want to touch it. The real indications of whether Microsoft's hardware partners feel completely betrayed will be after the Surface's retail price is announced. If the price is in line with Samsung Galaxy's Tab and Apple's iPad, which is the $500 to $700 range, it would certainly send some negative vibes, especially to hardware partners with a line of ultrabook laptop PCs. This is getting juicier by the day. I am not mad at them. That's probably how, that's how we handle things here, too. We kind of don't say anything until we have. And you have to. We got competition. Joe just said, what's so special about it? It's going to be garbage with Windows 8 on it. You know what's so special about it, Joe, is that it is Microsoft, and it's a PC inside. We all know this, which means our games, since they announced the Glass, some kind of way our games are going to translate to this tablet. And I cannot convey to you with mere words the amount of excitement I have about being able to take my Assassin's Creed with me to the DMV. I cannot explain.
This is true. This is very, very, very true. And I can see that.
Oh, I mean, you can't take it when you go to court, but you can take it to the DMV. You know, when you have to wait in those long lines for the ticket, I can sit down and just slash and hack me somebody to death. I can talk back and forth with Ginger and anybody else who happens to have a tablet or is on Xbox Live, and just pull it out of my purse. Awesome. Work-wise, we write reviews here. I can now work on my reviews without having to carry a big, heavy laptop. I can slide a...
That is very true. That is very true. Yeah. And I have been wanting something like that so that I can sit in front of the TV in the other room and write.
Yeah, and the only other option I have had is to try to vocally transcribe it with my Android phone, which works. Sometimes it doesn't. Sometimes I'll say, the game was, you know, very nice. The storyline was very nice, and it'll come back. I want some ice, and so-and-so was nice. And I'm like, what? That's not what I said. So I am loving
that. That's not what I said.
But I'm very excited. And let's hope Windows 8 is not another Vista. Let's hope they...
Yeah.
We had
a perfect... But the other night, if I was going to be upgrading, I was like,
I'm still on XP and Vista. Well, I got a 7 over here, but yeah. It's Baby Natrix's laptop, which she doesn't want nowadays. She's all into the iPad. But I showed her the tablet yesterday. Tablet with the orange little keyboard, and she does the wink and the gun. I'm going to get that. I need that.
Really? That's awesome.
That's just how she did. I'm going to get that. I'm going to need that.
She's so cute.
And walked out of the room. You can't say cute to her. You know, Baby Natrix is a serious hardcore gamer. Cute? No.
Oh, I know she is. But she's so adorable. Oh my god. Every time I hear it, it's just like, oh my god.
I'm not cute.
So cute. But you know what? I totally understand not liking being called cute. So
Yes, because you have a cute little voice, too.
I know. All right, so there seems to be no stopping those Angry Birds and their quest for global domination.
Wait a minute, is Ginger doing an Angry Birds?
I am. Somebody give me a shotgun. The Finnish company Rovio Entertainment, creators of the Angry Birds mobile game and merchandise, says it will be opening theme parks and retail outlets across China over the next 12 months, and that its new game is being designed with Chinese audiences in mind.
Theme park? Really?
Theme parks. I know. I need some gasoline and some matches, please. The Angry Birds theme parks are being built in Haning in the southeastern Zhejiang province and within the Sino-Finnish center at Shanghai's Tongji University, and are both expected to be opened in the third quarter of this year. The parks will promote healthy, active, and educational play, according to a company spokesman, and will feature Angry Birds-themed rides and cafes. Oh, my God. Somebody, seriously, I would rather have the zombie apocalypse.
Angry Birds apocalypse.
Yes. You know what? Can we just train the zombies to eat the Angry Birds? Thanks.
Then we'll have Angry Zombie Birds. See, Ginger?
Oh, that's true.
Did you not see Resident Evil?
That's true. Oof. No, and I didn't. Shanghai will also be home of the first Angry Birds retail outlet outside Finland when the shop opens its doors on July 3rd, with another outlet scheduled to open in Beijing a week later. Rovio claims it will have outlets opened in 100 Chinese cities within the next 12 months. Just how much the Chinese audience figures in Rovio's plans is reflected also in the fact that the company says its next game, Amazing Alex, has incorporated quite a few Chinese elements. Amazing Alex is set for release in July. You know what? You can keep it over there in China. That's fine. China is freaks. Full of freaks. I mean, hell, you got 16-year-olds.
Ginger.
What?
We have a large fan base in China.
You know what, freaks? I love you, but some of you actually sold your kidney for an iPad. So, you're freaks.
I gotta say, I'm thinking about selling one of mine to get one of these Windows tablets. It's crossed my mind a few times.
No.
It crossed my mind a few times. I will not lie. I only need one kidney. And even if I have to go to dialysis, guess what that gives me more time to do? Play with my Windows tablet while I sit on the dialysis.
Oh, my God. All right, we may be a little bit addicted. Just a tiny little bitty bit.
And I haven't even touched him yet. That's the bad part. Rawr. Are you scared yet?
No.
All right. Well, my eyes hurt. Yeah, lovely Texas weather. Lovely. Lovely that I live in. So I'm going to have to read this with one eye.
Nice.
Oh, wait. I actually lost my story. Never scroll. Oh. Did we talk about that? Yeah, I told you about that. Okay, so there's some interesting things going on around. We did tell you Nintendo is making Call of Duty for the Wii. Yeah. Did we tell you that? Yeah.
I don't know.
Okay, well. There's an interview up on GI.biz with the Vice President of Sales and Marketing, Scott Moffitt, of Nintendo of America.
Oh, yeah. My bad. I read that one.
Did you do that one already?
Yeah. Yep. About the Wii U using, or not blocking youth games? Yeah.
No.
Okay.
I'm going to cut you. They're talking about how do they reach out to their core audience.
Oh.
Okay, so he's saying, of course, they are very much part of our audience and the group of consumers that we hope will find the way you can reimagine games on the Wii U. The Wii U could become the preferred way to play those games for some of these core gamers. You can imagine how a game like Call of Duty would work on Wii U. The gamepad would allow you to declutter the TV and pull gaming items like maps down and not interrupt your interaction and enjoy the cinematic quality of the game on your TV. That's one application that could be exciting and could enhance gameplay for a core gamer. Moffitt admitted that the machine's control system did cause problems when it came to communication. He said, well, it's confusing relative to the Wii. So with motion control gaming, when you saw Mr. Iwata and Reggie stand up and swing a motion controller, it brought it to life immediately. With a second screen controller, you need to see what's up on the screen. So by nature, it's a more complex system. It's less visually easy to understand. Nintendo's plans to combat this by ensuring gamers and press spend as much time hands on the console as possible. So expect to the machine. Wow. expect to get a chance to play it at consumer shows and in gaming shows closer to launch a lot more. Okay, as for competing with Sony and Microsoft, the marketing head said the Wii U launch wasn't about beating them to the next gen, but innovative design, which is always what they do. Says we don't tend to follow what our competitors are doing when we don't have time. Our console launches and hardware is our evolution. Mm-hmm. So it's when we believe that there's true innovation available that we can move gameplay forward. Being first or being behind is less of a consideration for us. So guess what? They're not even watching other guys. They're just kind of coming up with ideas and doing what they're, you know, doing whatever, which is how everybody should be.
Exactly. Yes. Yes. Yes.
Instead of following the trends, you need to
Sony, Microsoft.
Yeah. Don't follow. Create.
Exactly.
Although I do know the tablet was yours at first and Apple bothered from you, but we've been begging for you to do it, and it should be a gaming thing.
It should be. It should totally. You are abandoning us gamers, and you know what? We're going to abandon you. Do not make me start worshiping the penguin.
Oh.
I will do it.
Why did I see the face? Did you lean close to the screen when you did that?
I totally did. Wasn't it cute?
Yes, it was, because you were so not threatening. Tinder's so sweet.
You know, everybody says that, right? Until I come at them with a knife. All right, so. Sparkplug Games' Plight of the Zombie lurches onto Android devices. The zombie apocalypse is finally here. Plight of the Zombie has officially launched on the tastiest of all operating systems, the Android, and is nomming its way into homes, hearts, and brains across the nation. That's so awesome. Zombies are just hungry. All we ask is that you check out our cause to help end zombie hunger. There are those among us who are misunderstood, they're rejected by society, and even killed just for being who they are. It's time to walk a mile in someone else's shoe, albeit someone's deceased and quite undead shoe, as you feel the everlasting pangs of hunger. So try out this extremely tasteful puzzle game today for free. Be one with your inner zombie and help satisfy those hunger pains. You know what it's like to be counting down the clock to lunchtime, absolutely craving a burger or veggie burger, don't you? Just imagine that feeling every day, and instead of burgers, you're craving brains. It could happen, right? Only if you're snorting bath salts. Plight of the Zombie features play over 30 deliciously brainy puzzles, support a savory cause by helping end zombie hunger. Hats, hats, hats! Ever wanted a zombie in a party hat? Look no further. Available initially on Android platforms on iOS by the third quarter. And did we mention it's free? Some people say there's no such thing as a free lunch. We beg to differ. All right, so this again is called Plight of the Zombie. As for the Android, I'm going to be downloading this directly after the show. I'll tell you about it maybe tomorrow.
Oh, my. Can you hear me?
Oh, yeah, I can hear you.
Okay, I don't know if you could. All right, more stuff about LinkedIn.
Bye. Of the zombie.
She is not right. Okay. As you all have been, if you've been listening every morning, you've been listening to us follow the whole LinkedIn debacle. Is it, should we call it LinkedIn or, yeah. Okay, anyway, we have to give these scandals a name, of course. LinkedIn, or LinkedIn, is being sued for a password hack that resulted in millions of passwords being stolen from the business social network and appearing on a Russian forum. According to VentureBeat, the class action lawsuit comes from a premium or paying LinkedIn user, Katie Spryska, who says LinkedIn didn't do enough to properly safeguard its users' digitally stored and personally identifiable information, including email addresses, passwords, and login credentials. She claims that the company failed to use industry standard protocols to protect the information and wants, get this, over $5 million in return. Indeed, LinkedIn has been criticized for the way it handled the breach, with some customers unhappy that a notice was not immediately distributed. I have to agree there was no notice. Early in June, 6.5 million encrypted passwords were found on a Russian website, some of which were rumored to be from LinkedIn. Because the passwords were hashed, security researchers had to unlock the passwords and test them against LinkedIn accounts. After finding multiple matches, the company came forth and confirmed that LinkedIn was compromised and that all account holders should change their passwords immediately. Following the confirmation, a number of spoofed LinkedIn emails showed up. A spoofed email is an email, of course, that looks like it's coming from a credible source, often using the same email templates to trick the user into giving personal information. In this case, some of the emails asked users to update their LinkedIn account information. Links within those emails also took users to websites selling Viagra and related products.
Nice.
You know what? We're gonna do. here. We've got to talk to these guys about doing this. We need to do something about this. I'm rather irritated that this is even still happening in the year 2012. Some of you people out there don't need to be on the internet or have a license or be certified or something. It's just crazy.
Yes.
It's crazy. And how? And some of you, well, some of you I know are a little some of you are older. You may have that excuse that you're older, you know, and trying to get on the internet may not be understanding quite what's going on. But some of you younger people need to know when you get an email to look at it very carefully,
mm-hmm.
especially when it's someplace like from LinkedIn. Look at it carefully. Look at the links and pay attention to where it's coming from. It's really just a quick glance. That's the first thing I do when I open every email is look at who's it from. I don't care if it says it came from, you know, from LinkedIn.
Exactly,
I'm going to
exactly,
check first.
Because, yeah, I get the ones from Blizzard. Well, Blizzard, if you can see the air quotes, all the time. You've
yep.
been invited to the beta. No, I haven't.
Mm-hmm. So, well, and you know you didn't. You like, I didn't sign up for any beta. That should be your first clue.
Oh, no, I'm signed up for it. I know it's complete crap because, I mean, I checked my Blizzard account. It's not there.
It is
very
too.
Sad about this, by the way, Blizzard, just saying, where the hell is my invite?
I'm going to remain quiet.
Yeah, Blizzard, I'm going to divorce you.
I'm gonna be quiet.
I'm very upset about this, Blizzard. You've abandoned me in my time of need. And I need this beta. All right, so can I do another one?
You got 4 minutes. You got 4 minutes.
All right, I have... I had one. Where did it go? I really did.
You got 4 minutes. 3 minutes.
Then. Yeah. All right. So, I've got Pocky 2 Ninja Original.
Woo-hoo!
Pocky Ninja 2 Original announced. Exciting Naruto and Bleach-inspired sequel brings new graphics, coveted new features, and a free-roaming ninja world to conquer. Building on the groundbreaking, multiple award-winning work on Pocky Ninja 2 Original improves all the elements that have made the anime-inspired RPG one of the surprise hits of 2011. Featuring lesser anime elements, more fabulous graphics, and cooler in-game systems, Pocky Ninja 2 Original is set to wow anime fans and gamers alike when the game launches its open beta this July. Pocky Ninja's graphics are highly coveted by players and online game admirers, winning the BBG Site Best Graphics Award for 2011. Pocky Ninja 2 Original upgrades this graphics engine to version 2.0, providing even more impressive technically excellent vision and sound design. In Games is extremely proud of the community support efforts shown in Pocky Ninja and has carried many players' suggestions over to Pocky Ninja 2 Original. Despite their small stature, the little Pocky Ninja voices have been heard and their advice heeded, making Pocky Ninja Pocky Ninja 2 Original in-game's fairest, most complete game yet. Clan inheritance from Bloodline Limits, Uchiha Clan's Sharingan, Hugaya's Clan Wide Eye, Akimichi's Clan's multi-size technique, all Blood Limits in the famous Naruto series have a rigid family inheritance system, which will show in the new clan system of Pocky Ninja 2 Original. I know, I totally butchered those names, that's what I said. Anyways,
Wow, poor Ginger.
Yeah, it does look like there's going to be a free game mode. Ever get tired of endless repetitive quests? Sick of having to run everywhere for exclusive rare materials in order to complete a mission? Hate those greedy NPCs who are only out to exploit you? Leave it all behind with Pocky Ninja 2 Original's new free roam approach. The shackles are off for the ninjas of this world. Whatever you want to do, it's your call. Yeah. All right, so, again, this is Pocky Ninja 2 Original. Yay! And is this one for PC? Sounds like this is for PC. This is for PC! So this
Pocky
is
Ninja is the hotness.
Yes, totally sounds like the hotness. The hotness of the hotness.
Well, as you hear the music coming up in the background, it's time for us to go, lovely ladies and gents. We'll be back tomorrow, of course. Don't cry. We'll be back tomorrow, bright and early in the morning with fresh news, and then tomorrow night you get us a second time with This Week in Gaming, because we got lots of stuff to talk about. You know Microsoft's going to come up quite a bit. And a happy first day of summer. It's actually the official first day of summer. I said it was official first day of summer a few weeks ago, but that was for those of you getting out of school. But this is the first day where it is seasonally summer. So a happy solstice to my pagan peeps, and to the rest of you, try to stay in the shade. And if you're in Texas, just don't go outside till after dark.
Exactly.
And it won't be getting dark till almost 9 o'clock tonight, so just stay
inside. I know, it was 9:30 last night, and still just sunshining.
Yep.
I was like, are you kidding me?
This
go
is
down,
the longest the longest day in our whole year, the longest day of daylight. So enjoy, but stay inside. Get you something cool to drink.
Yes, sweet tea, baby.
Gigi, you got sweet tea and the biscuits ready?
No biscuits, but I can make some.
You know what? I think I'm going to go make some biscuits.
No. I got cornbread.
Ooh, girl, you're wrong. Do you put sugar in it?
No.
You don't put sugar. I'm not eating your cornbread. Need sugar in it.
It came from a package.
Do you put sugar in it, Ginger?
No. I should have.
That'll work.
Hunting and girls doing likewise. Honking at the honey in front of you with the light eyes. She turned around to see what you beeping at. It's like the summer's a natural aphrodisiac. And with a pen and pad, I compose this rhyme to hit you and to get you equipped for the summertime.
Later, boys and girls.